All vowel sounds, even unstressed, have to come out very, very clearly. Again, the letter A. How do you pronounce the A in English? Okay, in English, there are quite a variety of different ways to pronounce the A. Hat, has, hate.
Yes.
Hall. I mean, there are quite a number of ways.
Yes.
Not so in Spanish. In Spanish, the A is always a clear A. Very clear A. Even if you whisper it, it's A. 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 The E, the letter E, is an E, like in let. Not A, but E. K, not K. E. The I is always an E. Venir, salir. The O is an O, like an obey, not an O, but O. So I speak would be
hablo.
Right. Hablo. Hablo. And the U is always an U, like a double O in English, like in food. U. But again, very important, especially the sounds of an A as A, A, and the E as an E, and the O as an O. Now, again, whenever you use the present tense, and if you push down on the syllable before last, or on the first syllable if there are only two, and as you push down, that gives you also time to think how to surface. For I, you surface on both tracks, you surface on O. There are only a few exceptions in the entire Spanish language where you don't have a clear O for I. There are four exceptions where you have an OY instead of an O, instead of an O. You already know three of them. I am going is
boy.
Boy, V O Y. I am
estoy.
Estoy, E S T O Y, or from a ser
soy. Soy.
I am soy, S O Y. So we have already three O Ys, yes. There's a fourth one of to give. Do you remember to give?
Dar.
Dar. And I give is doy, D-O-Y. So here we have four exceptions in the entire Spanish language, where for I you don't have a clear O, but O-Y. Boy, or boya, I'm going to, estoy and soy and doy. And then we have one where there's no O at all. One exception to this, I know. You remember I know?
Say.
Say. Yes. And I don't know?
No sé.
No sé. I don't know it.
No lo sé.
No lo sé. Right. Yes. There's another exception. But otherwise, you have an O. O. But if it is not for I, if you want to say you, he, she, it, for everybody else, we are playing with two key, I call them two key sounds, A and E. A on the R, if you're on the R track meaning AR verbs, yes, R verbs, AR, and E, spelled E, if it is on the other track, air and ear track. So therefore, if you want to say once more, you are speaking, he is speaking, she is speaking.
Habla.
I received the signal. The push was good. I received the signal of the present tense. And automatically my ears tuned in to the ending to know who's speaking, and it didn't, and I couldn't understand who, because the even the unstressed vowel sounds have to be very clear, clear like a church bell. If it is not clear, it cannot be understood. So he's speaking, or you're speaking is habla. Yes. So there's a clear, it comes out as an ah. Yes. Even unstressed. Habla. To understand is?
Comprender.
Comprender. I understand would be?
Comprendo.
Once more?
Comprendo.
Yeah, but I still want to hear it a little more clearly.
Comprendo.
Comprendo. Yes. Comprendo. And you understand, or he understands.
Comprende.
Right. Comprende. Yes. Now here, you're on the other track, so you have the E. Comprende. Yes. So you're only playing with two sounds, but those two sounds, the A and the E, even unstressed, have to come out very clearly.